Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we move on in the story, let me underline something monumental. Before we focus on Moses, notice what has happened. 5 very different women each play a key role in rescuing the one who will be used by God to rescue a nation. The 2 midwives, a young mother and her daughter, and perhaps the strangest of all, the daughter of the man trying to kill the boys, Pharaoh's daughter. This will be a theme throughout the Bible, the strategic role of women in God's rescue plans. Here, Jochebed, the mother of the baby in the bulrushes, had been hired by Pharaoh's daughter to care for the child at home until he was weaned. Then she brought the little fellow, seemingly still without a name, to the palace. It must have been heart-wrenching to say goodbye, but far better than the grim alternative planned for him by the king. Pharaoh's daughter took the little fellow as her son, naming him Moshe, meaning drawn out, because she said, quote, "I drew him out of the water." Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. We use the Greek form of the name Moses. Little did she know the drawing out that God would use this boy for, when, as the Apostle Paul would write, quote, "All our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized to Moses in the cloud and in the sea." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Yes, a whole mighty nation drawn out. But there will be a few twists and turns before that happens. So time passes. We are told nothing of Moses' education or experiences growing up in the palace, until one fateful day when he took a walk. It would change the course of his life. In fact, the whole course of history. That's why we need to ask God's blessing and direction every morning, quote, "For you do not know what a day may bring forth." Proverbs 27, verse 1.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.